Hello, everybody. Welcome to the OETA Movie Club podcast. My name is Jeff Moreva. I am the director of the show, and I'm here with our host, Mr. Robert Birch.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Not bad.
Doing good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got a fun movie to talk about this week. A really fun comedy that I had never seen until this week.
Have you heard?
The Russians
are coming.
The Russians are coming.
The Russians are coming.
Yes, it's a great one.
1966.
Yeah, 1966. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. So set it up for us.
You know, it's pretty simple. There's a Russian submarine. They run aground off the shore of this fictional island, Gloucester Island. You know, it's supposed to be New England.
Yeah.
And they send somebody in to get a boat to pull them out. And, you know, the townspeople panic, thinking it's an invasion. You know, it's the middle of the Cold War, right?
Right.
And so there's frenzy and comedy ensues.
You know, for as I'm sure most of the politicians in the world were worried about this being such a serious thing at that time, there's a lot of movies making fun of it.
Right. Well, you know, how do you deal with it?
You got to laugh at it. Yeah.
If you can't laugh, you're in trouble.
That's right. So this was a funny movie. I'd never seen it until this, and had a lot of fun watching it. And Carl Reiner and Alan Arkin, and it's got some great people in it. Jonathan Winters.
Oh, he's great.
He's great in it. It was a lot of fun.
It kind of has that it's a mad world feel to it.
It does.
It's not the same director. It's not.
No, and I'm still I still prefer Mad World.
Right. Oh, yeah, because it's got like
1,000 stars
times.
In it. Yeah,
the amount of stars.
But this one was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of Russian spoken in this, as you might expect.
Uh-huh. Right. I didn't know.
Go ahead.
That Brian Keith could speak fluent Russian.
Yes, several of them could, apparently. Alan Arkin spoke fluent Russian from learning from his grandparents, his immigrant grandparents growing up.
Theodore Bickel?
Yeah.
Who knew Theodore Bickel could speak Russian?
Yeah.
Who knew Theodore Bickel?
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Brian Keith actually spoke only Russian in several films. One called Meteor in 1979.
It was one of those disaster films.
Yeah. Uh-huh. World War III from 1982.
Uh-huh.
But
he doesn't play a Russian character. In this,
no,
Brian Keith,
no,
yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it's just there's a lot of Russian, and I was expecting some subtitles,
right?
I wanted to know what they were saying, but there's no subtitles.
They were too cheap.
It was over budget. The film was already over budget. Had a very small budget to begin with. They said,
right?
Submarine. Yeah,
the submarine. Yeah. Is, they couldn't get a Navy submarine. They couldn't get a U.S.
Couldn't borrow
a
U.S. submarine, and they couldn't bring one. They weren't allowed to bring a Soviet one.
Certainly could not. Yeah, the Soviets would not let us have those darn Soviets. Dang. They really pour cold water on everything.
I know. Take away all our fun.
So they had to build one. And, you know, it was the same, what was it? There's a Marlon Brando film.
Oh, yeah.
Morituri. 1965, so it was just a year before.
Yeah,
I guess it was still in good condition.
Yeah,
but it was mainly like plywood and gray paint. You know,
yeah. Say if you watch really close, you can kind of see the joints flexing a little bit when it's moving.
There's four motors, and there's like four joints, right? And you can see when those motors are, you look close.
We
suggest you don't. You know, just
that's right. Don't break that fourth wall.
Yeah, yeah. Just enjoy the film and don't worry about the cardboard submarine, right?
A lot of ordinary townspeople were used for the extras in this film.
Happens a lot,
and they were shooting this on the West Coast. It's supposed to be about the East Coast, obviously.
Uh-huh.
They're shooting it on the West Coast. So they're using a lot of ordinary townspeople used as extras. So they're showing these rushes, these dailies, if you will, these, you know, that they've done with every day. And they're showing them at a local local theater in town, and like all the townspeople showed up to watch this these dailies at these at this
and they
theater.
Brought their families.
Yeah.
So the ones that weren't in it were going to watch it every night.
Every night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
they
so
were
crazy.
Just they wanted to see themselves on the big screen. Who wouldn't want to see
Who
that?
Wouldn't want to see that, yeah. Of course. So the name of the Russian submarine is translates to Spruit.
I am Spruit.
Spruit. Which in Russian is octopus.
Ah.
So the name of the submarine is octopus.
Spruit.
Spruit.
Okay.
So there you go. Now you know. Now you know. So we were talking about the townspeople. So it's from Mendocino.
That's right, yeah.
California.
About 100 miles north of San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Kind of an artist colony back in the 60s.
Yep, little artist town. Uh-huh. That's where all these little ordinary townsfolks are coming from. And
but it would easily pass for, you know, they call it Gloucester, right?
Gloucester, yeah.
You know.
Gloucester.
Boston accent, you know, it's Gloucester.
Yeah.
But it's really, you know, like Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket Island,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looks like.
Anyway. Right. But yeah, the director said that he would shoot these sunrise and sunset shots on the West Coast, and he would go into the color booth later and like tint them pink and everything to mimic more of the East Coast.
Huh. Do they have pinker sunsets?
I guess so. That's what it says.
They have kind of
a
patent on that, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh?
Norman Jewison, yeah.
The story's kind of loosely based on a novel, as are, you know, a lot of films.
Most films, yeah.
This one was called The Off-Islanders.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. It's a novel by Nathaniel Benchley.
Yes.
Which you might recognize the name because he's the son of humorist actor Robert Benchley. I'm not familiar with his work.
I'm not either. But I know his son.
Yeah. Peter Benchley, right, who wrote another... like a Martha's Vineyard type book, right? It favors heavily in that.
Yes.
Called Jaws.
Jaws.
Uh-huh.
Jaws.
And you might have seen that film.
Yeah, that's a pretty well-known one.
We haven't had it on the movie club, I don't think.
We haven't.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Why is that?
Yeah, I'm sure it cost just a little more than our budget allows. Jaws is, of course, just... a classic, and
sure.
One of my, if you've ever listened to this podcast in the past about our 10 most scary movies of all time, it ranks right up there on mine with that terrified me as I was a child.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing.
Oh
that.
My god, I was so scared.
Ooh, boy,
of
it was.
I was so scared when I was a kid when I watched that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even want to go swimming in the pool for the longest time. I'm like, no, I'm not getting in the water. It's a swimming pool, Jeff. There's no sharks in your swimming pool.
My mother She would not let me go see it.
Oh, man. My parents stupidly let me go.
Yeah.
they let me watch that when I was way too young. Way too young. So Norman Jewison said that the reason he wanted Carl Reiner as the star of this movie, because he thought audiences would believe it more if the character that was played by an actor who was also a comedy writer.
Right.
So
really, does that make any difference?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does the average person necessarily know that? You know what I mean? Like some.
Well,
a lot
of them knew he was. Yeah. You know, he wrote.
I mean, he was a pretty big name.
Shows and the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah. He was a pretty big name.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's acting again. So
right.
I'm going to believe, you know, whoever, as long as the actor is good, I'm probably going to believe their performance.
Right.
You know, I'm going to give him that, you know, leeway there.
Right.
Now, there's a couple of actors in this. Okay, so like Johnny Whitaker, the little boy, the little redheaded boy.
Yeah.
Brian Keith is in this. He was so impressed with the acting of this little boy that they were casting Family Affair.
Right.
I don't know if you remember this TV series, but we watched it at my house.
Right.
I'm not sure I would watch it anymore, but, you know, Buffy and Jody and Mr. French and Uncle Bill. And he said, I want this, you know, I want you to audition this kid. And he got the part.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, I still remember some girls on the block, you know, growing up having the little Mrs. Beasley doll.
Oh, yeah.
That Buffy, you know, had. But
that's funny.
I thought Sebastian Cabot was great. I still think that was a good series.
Yeah. I will admit that I've never seen any of that series. Well, before my time, I think.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, Tessie O'Shea is in this film, right? She was a very, very popular singer in Britain. And the Ed Sullivan Show in February of 1963, the Beatles' first appearance, right?
Right.
Tessie O'Shea was, she actually followed the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
Right? Can you imagine, you know, who's going to follow that?
Right, exactly. Right? Oh, thanks, guys.
And the, you know, the theater filled with, you know, young sweaty girls, you know, screaming their heads off, didn't know Tessie O'Shea from A Man in the Moon. But the Beatles were totally enamored with Tessie O'Shea because they had grown up seeing her, you know, on television in England.
Right.
And they were starstruck. So they all made sure that they got pictures with Tessie O'Shea.
That's funny.
They were fans of hers.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is the only Best Picture Oscar nominee, not nominated in either of the supporting acting categories that year.
Yeah? Huh. Well.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah. I mean, it happens a lot.
It happens a lot now. But,
you know, you might get nominated for Best Director or, you know, Best Screenplay or whatever. But, yeah, you're not going to necessarily get nominated for the supporting roles or even the lead roles.
Yeah. This says the only Best Picture nominee not nominated in either of the support acting categories. Huh. Only one, man.
Yeah.
That's what this says.
Well, usually
it's true.
Director,
I got it off the internet.
Usually, yeah. But it's oh, then it's got to be true.
It's got to be true.
Usually the director gets a nomination if you know, for if it's also nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's pretty common. Alan Arkin, who actually he's in this movie with Carl Reiner, had previously starred in Enter Laughing on Broadway, a play based on Reiner's
his life. Uh-huh.
And Alan Arkin played David Kolowitz, the part that Reiner based on himself.
Ah, okay.
So
he's playing Carl Reiner.
So Alan Arkin has actually played Carl Reiner, basically.
Of course. Gosh, it was terrible. We just lost Alan Arkin this last year.
I know.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
What a great talent.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other actor, Michael J. Pollard. Michael J. Pollard. Now, you may not recognize that name, but he is in Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes.
With Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
He is the young kid kind of character, younger character that goes around with them, robbing banks and gas stations and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Denver Pyle plays his father, who turns him in to the G-men who end up killing him.
Yeah,
in that scene at the end.
Yeah. Man, that's a downer.
Oh, it's a movie. And they all had lunch after they shot that scene.
Exactly. They all went out for drinks and partied. Carl Reiner wears a hairpiece throughout this movie.
Uh-huh.
Which is
you remember they
obvious.
Made a big deal of this in the Dick Van Dyke Show, right?
Yeah.
That he wore a toupee.
Yeah.
They had a whole episode or two, you know, where they're like, you know, he's got the wig heads all set on his desk with the different styles of wigs and stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just funny. It's so obvious. It's so noticeable.
He got a lot of mileage out of that.
He was poking fun
at himself. Yeah. And he did a lot of writing with Mel Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Too. I mean, they started, if you think about it, on your show of shows, you had Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks, Woody Allen, Sid Caesar, Imogene Coca, just a ton of great comedy writers that came out of that.
Oh yeah,
you know, Woody Allen, notwithstanding, but you know,
right? Yeah, yeah, old Woody Allen.
I was gonna say, yeah, you get the best director nod for if you have the best picture. Unless you're Roman Polanski or Woody Allen.
Right, exactly. Right. Yes. Yeah, those are different. Okay, well...
on that note.
On that happy note, we're done. So I want to quickly give a shout-out to our celebrity photo this week. A lady named Lisa Sloan sent in a photo with Doug Davidson of soap opera fame.
Right.
Young
and the Restless. He was on that for 40 years.
40 years.
40. Yeah.
God, could he not get another gig? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, if you look at his IMDb page, which I did, he didn't.
He didn't need to. He had a job. He had a regular pay.
He was, you know, there's a little trivia about him. He was on Family Feud as a contestant still to date. More appearances on Family Feud as a contestant than anybody that wasn't a host.
Wow.
You know, because they have those days where it's like Young and the Restless versus All My Children,
right,
or The Guiding Light, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Celebrity Family Feud.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
And then 40 years of The Young and Restless.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
You know, that's not an easy gig.
It's not.
You know,
you get your lines the day before, and you're doing them in the studio the very next day.
You may have a big speech.
Yeah.
Or you might just sit there and go, uh-huh.
Right. I came in for 8 hours today and just went, uh-huh. Great.
You get the check.
I got the check.
The Arthur Treacher School of Acting? You hit your mark, you say your lines, you get the check, and go home. It's very simple, you know, as opposed to the method acting.
It's so funny that you said that. I just started the series Barry on HBO.
Yeah.
And, Henry Winkler's character has a book that's, you know, say your line, hit your mark, say your lines.
Oh, really? Oh, see, that's stolen from.
That is stolen.
Is. Arthur Treacher was an English actor. He's most famous in America for he plays the constable, the policeman in Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
That, you know, the father insults him by saying, you know, I'm sure the cook has a plate of something in the kitchen for you, you know. He's this great English character actor. He had a string of very successful fish and chips restaurants in America in the 60s.
I didn't know that. Very cool. All right. Well, please send in those celebrity photos. We've got a deal now where if you send in a celebrity photo we use on the air, we send you a cool Movie Club t-shirt.
Yeah.
Just started that a few weeks ago and been doing that, and that's been having a lot of success with that. And people are really liking the shirt. And so send in your celebrity photos, include a story, include your shirt size, include an address you want the shirt sent to, and you'll hear a tag at the end of this podcast with the email address and address to send those to and all that. And we really love getting those. And
you'll like the shirt.
And you'll like the shirt. It's really cool. Our graphic designer, Callie Langham, designed it in-house.
Looks
and it looks really good.
And you can be the first on your block to have one.
That's right. And show it off and show your support for OETA and the OETA Movie Club. And then next week, we've got another good movie to talk about, Stanley and Iris.
Yep. Robert De Niro and Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, a couple of really great actors.
Martha Plimpton.
So,
Susie Kurtz.
Yeah, so it's a good one. So tune in for next week, and thank you for listening. And until next time, take care.
Bye-bye.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. You can preview all upcoming OETA Movie Club films at oeta.tv/movieclub. And please, send your celebrity photos to P.O. Box 14190, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73113, or you can email them to us at oeta.tv/movieclub. And of course, tune in every Saturday night at 9 and on Fridays at 11. We'll see you on the couch every weekend for a great movie and fresh popcorn.